I imagine performance-wise, they're probably pretty close, too. I know the 5550E is supposed to have a better receiver in it, but in practice, doesn't really make a difference. But yeah, I have two mini UHS SO239s coming tomorrow, so I can at least play with this 4550. But for the 5550, I ordered an Armalock, so I have the RF relocation kit that has all the adapters for all that, and that's going to go in a bag. But my main reason for jumping up to the 5550, I was going to just rock the 4550, but I wanted the 5550 because it's like the same display as the 7550 and the R7. I feel like you get more information, and for DMR, I do like having a color display that gives me more information. And that was one thing I did notice is these are literally just microphones, so that kind of sucks that I got to fork out more money for a microphone that has an up-down button on it. I don't necessarily need DPMF. I don't do anything that requires that. But on my radios now, I live and die by the up-down buttons just to flip through the repeaters, which wouldn't be the end of the world having to turn the dial on the radio, but it is mighty convenient just having it in my hand.